Today, Shir Mishra Bru Yomi for the Heilige Mevaseret Yomi guys and beyond. We're moving now, April. We're up to Siman Zayin. And this is the last Siman in Hilchos Hanogas HaBoiker, Hilchos Atilas Yadayim. And we're going to then move into Hilchos Tzitzis. Tomorrow we begin Hilchos Tzitzis. And what a great day to start Hilchos Tzitzis. Purim. Purim will be the day we start Hilchos Tzitzis. Today is Titus Esther. We are up to Sif Aleph in Siman Zayin, and this is the din, the halachos of Levarech Birchat Asher Yatzer Kol Hayom Achar Atolas Mayim, the halachos of reciting the bracha of Asher Yatzer throughout the day after passing urine, after urinating. Now, the beginning of the previous Siman, we introduced the bracha of Asher Yatzer. In this Siman, the Shulchan Aruch presents more halachos regarding this bracha of Asher Yatzer. And another point that's going to be discussed in Sif Aleph right away is regarding the bracha of Al Atilas Yadayim. When a person wakes up in the morning, he washes his hands and recites Al Atilas Yadayim. The question is whether one says this bracha when washing the hands after relieving himself during the day. So let's see. Aleph, Kol Hayom Kesha'osa Tzrachav, Bein Ktanim, Bein Gedolim, Mivarech Asher Yatzar, Velo Al Netilas Yadayim. But you don't go ahead and say another Al Netilas Yadayim except for the Al Netilas Yadayim that you had in the morning. The first time you had the Netila in the morning. Afim wrote to Lulmod Olispal Miyad, even if he wants to learn right away or Davin right away. Comes the Ramah. Hayu Yadav Meluchlachis. If your hands were dirty, or they touched sweaty parts of the body, or Shashif Sheif Bahen, he went ahead and he touched the droplets from the urine. Afilu Achi Einu Mevarech Al Yadayim. You do still, even if it's a Vaday that you touch these parts of the body that will demand washing for cleanliness purposes, and you know for sure you need to wash for that, you still will not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. That's the Ramah. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Aleph Mivarech. So he says, "Vafilu im nimshach zman gadol achar asiyas atzrachim, afilu achi chayim levarech." He says, even if a long time has passed since he relieved himself, went to the bathroom, and he has not yet recited Asher Yatzar, nevertheless, afilu achi chayim levarech. Nevertheless, he's chayiv to recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Now, generally, the birchas shevach, the brachas that you praise Hashem for certain wondrous acts and creations, that really should be recited within a short period of time of the act for which it is being said. For instance, one is required to say the bracha over hearing thunder within the time it takes to greet one's teacher, right? Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Toch Kedei Dibor. We'll see this in the Mishnah Brura way later in Reish Chav Zayin, Sifkat and Yud Beis. However, one can recite Asher Yatzer here, we're saying, even a long time after relieving oneself. The Prima Donna actually explains this in Eshel Avram Aleph. He says that it is impossible to recite the bracha so soon after relieving oneself, since one is required to first wash his hands before what? Before reciting the bracha of Asher Yatzer. Therefore, Chazal did not give a time limit within which the bracha must be said. Okay, he actually gives another reason there, Ayin Sham. But what should be noted, however, is that this kula applies only on a b'dieved level. But l'chadchila, one really should recite Asher Yatzer as soon as possible. We will see more about this, okay, in the, when we get to Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Vav. We continue weiter. Imlo birech Asher Yatzer ad sherotzeh la'atil mayim shenis. If a person did not recite Asher Yatzer until he needs to go ahead and urinate again, or go to the bathroom again, Das Prima Gadim Demikodim Shayatil Yivarech Asher Yatzer Ala Atala Rishona. The Prima Gadim maintains that before he goes ahead and urinates for a second time, he should recite Asher Yatzer on the first passing of urine, on the first time he urinated. Aval b'shari tshuva hiskim b'shem kama achronim. However, the shari tshuva concludes in the name of a number of achronim, and he says as follows: Dimnisker lacha sheischil lo taiva shuv lo yivarech ayin sham. He maintains that if one remembered to say Asher Yatzar only after he began to feel the urge to pass urine again, he should no longer recite the bracha at that time. Ayin sham, see there what the Shari Tshuva writes. And what they explain is, in the name of the Zachronim, that once one has begun to feel the urge to relieve himself again, he can no longer recite Asher Yatzar on his earlier act of relieving himself, because the feeling of relief gained from that act basically has largely passed. In fact, the Shelitz Yavitz compares this to the halachas of Birchas HaMazon, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if one forgot to recite Birchas HaMazon after a meal, he can recite it, but only as long as he still feels satisfied for the meal. Therefore, he cannot go ahead and say, okay, Asher Yatzar on the initial passing of urine, but should instead recite it only upon relieving himself for a second time. Now, should he say Asher Yatzar once or twice? So we'll see about that. We obviously, as you know, don't, but we'll see more about that. Now, based on what we just said, it would seem that if one urinated, he passed urine, and then felt an urge to defecate, to make a number two, he should be allowed to recite Asher Yatzar on his original passing of urine, even according to the Achronim that we mentioned, since the benefit of that yet that act has not yet passed, because he doesn't have the urge to go ahead and urinate again, only to defecate. The wording of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Vav coming up, okay, will support this idea, as we're going to see very soon. Sif Katan Beis, Asher Yatzar, you make the bracha of Asher Yatzar and not the bracha of Al Nitilas Yadayim. So Mishnah Berurah says, Kasav Rashal, Rashal, and the Tshuva Sim and Sadi Zayin, the Misha Achal Davar Shechayiv Bracha, someone who eats something, where he's Chayiv a bracha Achrona, he eats something and you Chayiv a bracha Achrona, and you forgot to make the bracha Achrona. The Heitil Mayim, and then he went to the bathroom and relieved himself urine, he urinated. The Niskar Kodim Shabbat Varech Asher Yatzar, and he remembered before making the bracha of Asher Yatzar, okay, so what do you do? Eza Mehem Kodem. Which one comes first? Does the bracha Asher Yatzar come first, or the bracha Achrona on the food? So Heishiv, what does he answer? So he answered, hey, the Rashal and the Tshuvas answered, the Asher Yatzar Kodem. Asher Yatzar comes first before he makes, let's say, the Alamichya. Why? The Tadir. So the Rashal here, answering this person who asked him this question about which bracha to make first, he writes that one might have assumed, if you check it out, that the bracha achrona should take precedence since the person ate first and therefore became obligated in the bracha achrona before the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Nevertheless, Asher Yatzar said first. Why? Based on the principle, tadir, something performed more frequently takes precedence over something done less frequently. The Mashal explains that Asher Yatzar is considered to be more frequent than any particular bracha achrona, since it is possible to go many days without reciting the bracha achrona. For example, if the bracha achrona in question is berdei fashos, a person can make sure to eat any food that this bracha only, right, to make sure to eat any food that has this bracha, he can make sure to only eat it during a bread meal, and therefore he'll never have to go ahead and recite berdei fashos. In contrast, it's impossible to go many days without reciting Asher Yatzar, since a person has to go ahead and relieve himself. Now, what should be pointed out is that it is apparent from the Marshal that the criterion for making something more frequent is not that a person will actually do it more frequently, but there is a need to do it more often. Therefore, although one might actually recite Borei Nefashos more frequently than Asher Yatzar is being more frequent since one is compelled to recite it more often. Now, in the case of someone who's obligated in Asher Yatzar and Birkas HaMazon, Chedusha Rebbe Akiva has a suffix as to whether Asher Yatzar takes precedence, because Asher Yatzar is only Midrabanan and Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa. So that, again, so what we were talking about before was, let's say, for example, he has to make an Alamichya and an Asher Yatzar. So then we have the Asher Yatzar being Tadir, and therefore the Asher Yatzar comes before the regular Bracha Achrona. But again, Birkas HaMazon, according to Rebbe Akiva Eger, he says that's not so simple. He has a suffix because it's Doraisa. Now, we continue weiter. Misha Shoyse Sam HaMishalshal. someone who drinks, let's say, a laxative liquid, since his original attention is to basically purge his insides until the waste is cleared from his, you know, intestines and his innards. So some poskim maintain, he says, these poskim say that one should recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar only after he completely finishes relieving himself. But, however, he goes on, Yesh Omrim, there are also others that argue the Yivarech Bechol Pam V'Aminag Kisvar Achrona. Others poskim say that that one should recite the bracha every time he relieves himself, meaning that the halacha is that lechatchila one should not discharge multiple Asher Yatzar obligations with one bracha. And the first opinion cited by the Mishnah Berurah, however, he views all the times that he relieves himself as one long process, and therefore one Asher Yatzar should be recited at the end. The second opinion here holds that since it is unknown how long it will take for all the waste to come out, we do not consider this as one long process, and therefore as soon as he finished relieving himself for the time being, he would recite, and he recites, Asher Yatzar. Minhag is Kisvar Achrona, like the Svar Achrona, namely, you'd make a Asher Yatzar each time. However, he says, ach, b'shilshul chazak, if he has a mamish diarrhea, not just a laxative he's going to continually make throughout the day, but it's mamish, a shilshul chazak, serious diarrhea, shemargi shemiyad yistarach v'loshek, he said, you feel right away, you feel that a person feels immediately that he needs to go ahead and relieve himself. Right away, he feels that need to relieve himself for a second time. Then it's asa levarach. It's going to be asa to recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Kedilakaman, like we'll see coming up in Siman Tari Beis, Shafilu b'divrei Torah asur. That we'll see that even in divrei Torah, not just brachos, but even in divrei Torah, it's going to be asur if you have this serious diarrhea situation, otherwise known as shulshul. We move weiter. The Shulchan Aruch had ended up that even if a person wants to learn or daven right afterwards, no al natilas yadayim is going to be recited. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatim Gimel, Lispalel Miyad. After Kaimelun b'Simin Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis, Tilatfilas Mincha V'Chein La'Arvis, Afil Eina Yodeya Lehen Shum Lichluch Sarach Litol Yadav. We discussed this earlier. Later, we're going to learn in Nilchas Tfilah of Minchat Ma'ariv in Chelek Bais that even if you don't know for sure that you have hands that touch a place that requires washing, you have to wash your hands for Minchat Ma'ariv. For sure, that you went to the bathroom and that you touched places that dirtied your hands. Mikol Makom Einam Avarachat V'Dadayim El Avashach. Still, you did not go ahead and make your bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Even though you have to go ahead and wash for sure, even if you don't know that you touched Stam Yadayim, it's called. Or obviously you have to wash when you know you've touched and got your hands filthy. And he says, Mikol Makom Einam Avarachat V'Dadayim El Avashach. Still, you did not make the bracha except for Netilas Yadayim of Shachris. Now this is, as we pointed out, a twofold thing. Number one is, if it's a Stam Yadayim, we don't know for sure, so then everyone would agree that there was no institution of a bracha for Stam Yadayim, except for the tefillah of Shachris, but not for Mincha and Ma'ariv, not for Limud HaTorah, not for Stam Brachas. However, he's pointing out here that even if you know that your hands are what? Your hands are dirty, they got sullied, they touch sweaty parts, and you definitely need to wash B'tayras Vadai. Even so, we did not make a bracha at Mincha and Ma'ariv because we aren't machmir for the shita of the Rajba, that the basis for Netilas Yadayim is not for tefillah, but rather being created anew every day, chadoshim lebekarim, and therefore we do not make a bracha even when it's vadai, the hands are vadai sullied before the tefillah of mincha und mariv. continuing on weiter, and he says, "Vayein b'sefer artzeis hachayim shekasav das rova poskim." Artzeis hachayim, as we pointed out many times, that's the Malbim. He writes that the opinion of most majority of poskim is dimasa tzrachav lagdoilim b'yachak kach rotzel lispalal. That if you went and took care of your needs for a number two, and then you want to go ahead and daven, mivarech al yadayim, you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. Umikol makom lechadchila ein lazuz mipsak ashulchan aruch mayein b'sefer maise rav. Now, what's the basis for these other poskim that he's quoting here that say you do make a bracha for tefillah mincha when you wash your hands? So these poskim follow the opinion of the Rosh, as we said. And the reason for tefillah yadayim is so that one's hands should be clean for davening. And they paskin, and this applies before mincha and ma'ariv as well. However, they hold that Chazal did not institute a bracha for merely getting one's hands dirty. Rather, they instituted only where one defecated, since this is considered something that's mamish repugnant. Ayin shum. Now, this logic applies only to washing during the day. In the morning, right, when you wake up, one says a bracha, even if he has not defecated, even if, okay, because according to the Rush, even in the morning, the presumption is when you slept for a Shenas Keva, you touched parts of your body that were sweaty through your shirt, through your jammies, and that would be Mechayev the Bracha in the morning. Now, the Artzeis Hachayim, who's quoted here, the one who says you do make a bracha on the Tilas Adayim for Mincha and Ma'ariv. So the Artzeis Hachayim himself agrees that one should follow the Shulchan Aruch's sack, despite the fact that most poskim rule otherwise. Now, you check out the Bar Halacha, he'll show an instance where the Artzeis Hachayim does paskin that one should recite a bracha before davening. Now, he quotes here, the Mishnah Berurah at the end, that we said that lechatchila one should not deviate from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, check out the Maisa Rav. So the Maisa Rav goes further than the poskim mentioned above. Those poskim hold that one says a bracha before davening mincha or ma'ariv only if one defecated, whereas Maisa Rav holds that one always says a bracha before these tefilos, even if he does not know whether his hands are dirty. He holds a chazal, and since chazal required one to wash in this case, so by definition, a bracha is said. Now the Ramah had said that even if a person's hands were mamish soiled through wiping oneself with them after relieving himself, and the Ramah said, nevertheless, he doesn't recite the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, gotten Dalid, Sheshiv Shesh Behen. He went ahead and he wiped oneself, namely Anitzoso Shomer Raglayim. This is talking about the droplets of the urine. Vuadin Bigdolim, same thing would be if he made a number two, he defecated, She'asat Tzracha V'Kinach, and he went ahead and he went to the take care of his needs, he relieved himself, and he cleaned himself, obviously with his hands, so still would not go ahead and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Continue, weiter. Sif Bais. Heitil Mayim Lo Shifshef. Afal Pishat Tzarech Levar Ashayatzer. Someone who urinates, but does not go ahead and wipe himself and touch the droplets, even though he has to make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, ain't sarach li'tol yadav. He's not required and demanded to wash his hands. Elo mishum nikiyus, only for purpose of nikiyus. O mishum he kom. So he's saying it's only for the purposes of nikiyus. So it's being done. He doesn't have to wash his hands. Only he has to wash it for nikiyus purposes or due to the mitzvah. From the Pasuk, Hichon, prepare, etc. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Hey, Elo Mishum Nekiyus. It says, Vim Ein Lo B'ma Litol. If one does not have anything to wash his hands with, Afal Pikein, Sarich, Levarech Asher Yatzar. He still has to go ahead, even though he has no water, he's still required to recite the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, Afilim Shishef. And even if he has wiped away droplets of the urine, Mashmal Hel applied earlier, so Siman Dalad, in the Siman Dalad in the Magen Avram, the Magen Avram, Sivkat and Chavches, the Mahani Lebrachas, and Menakia Yadav B'chol Midei Demanki. So he says here that Once again, if the person does not have anything to wash his hands with, he has no water, so he's still required to recite the bracha of Asher Yatzah, he says, even if he has wiped away droplets of urine. But he says then it's implied above the Magen Avraham at the end of Siman Dalet, Sifkaton Chavches, that cleaning one's hands with anything that cleans is effective for brachas. In this case, the person is obligated to clean his hands before saying Asher Yatzah, since his hands are dirty. However, it is sufficient to clean with a stone or anything that effectively cleans the hand. Just want to point out the Be'er Halacha. What is this yesod of, he says, the only washing for cleanliness or due to hichon, prepare, etc.? So he says, as follows the Be'er Halacha. He says that this psak really is difficult to understand because the Shulchan Aruch later on in Sadi Aleph Beis, he states that due to this mitzvah, one should go ahead and make specific certain preparations for tefillah, but there's no need to do so when saying brachas. So this clearly indicates that this mitzvah does not apply to brachas. However, check out the Be'er Agra in our Sif, who references Gemara Shabbos Yud Amud Aleph. So his intent there perhaps is to hint at the above question, since that Gemara is the source for the Shulchan Aruch's psak in Sadi Aleph Bais. We are up to Sif Ches Gimel. If someone passed urine and then he basically spaces out, or he disengaged his mind from passing more urine, and then he subsequently decided to pass urine again, meaning to urinate again. So the Shulchan Aruch says he should recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar twice. Wow. So the Shulchan Aruch is basically stating that the person, okay, he went ahead and he disengaged his mind from passing more urine, and then he decided to go ahead and urinate again, pass urine again. So what he's saying is that at first, the person felt that he was finished passing urine. That was the case, right? And then he changed his mind and realized that he needs. So since he felt that he was finished the first time, he has an Asher Yatzar obligation for that passing of urine, in addition to another Asher Yatzar obligation for the second passing of urine. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he should say Asher Yatzar twice. And it's pretty clear that the Shulchan Aruch's psak would apply to any case where one relieved himself two times and inadvertently did not say Asher Yatzar for the first time. So for example, he simply forgot to say it at the time and only remembered after he relieved himself. Now, what should be pointed out over here, that the Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and says that you say Asher Yatzar twice. But look what he says in the Mishnah Berurah. Like we find by tefillah. If you butchered it and made a mistake and you didn't daven shachar, so then you go ahead and daven two minchas. Many achronim argue on the comparison. The sovereign, the shiny tefillah. Tefillah is different. She even come carbon because that's in lieu of a carbon. And therefore it's shayach makeup. As opposed to Asher Yatzar, she brings Hoda, which is the bracha of thanks. Yotze Boda Achas, you can be Yotze with one Hoda, one thank you bracha, Al Harbe Pamim, on going to the bathroom many times. Kamisha Achal Shte Pamim, like someone who eats twice, Visiach Daito Beneim, and he goes ahead and he disengages his mind from it. Shemavarech Birchas Hamazon, Achas Shte, it's one Birchas Hamazon on two different eatings. You can be mekel when you're dealing with suffic brachos. If you're careful to make the bracha immediately after Asher Yatzar Achadot Mayim, the Shema Yitzarach Odachakach Litalatel Mayim Buadin Bigdolim. So he says you still should be careful, even though you can make one bracha for multiple going to the bathroom, you should really be saying it after each time you went to the bathroom. And if you don't do it right away, there's a concern that you will have to go ahead and feel that need to make again, in which case you would not be able to make the bracha until after the second time going to the bathroom. Sif Dalid, Ein Shir Lashtin Mayim. There's no minimum quantity regarding passing urine in order to make a bracha. Ki afilu l'tipa achas chayiv levarech. Even one little drop of urine will demand a bracha. Shem yisasei manekev milotzi atipa ahi ayakashalo v'chayiv lodos. Because if even that drop would be blocked, it would be painful for him, and therefore he's obligated to give thanks for the release of that drop. The truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the same applies even with defecating. There's no shear, there's no amount, any minimal amount of defecating or urinating, you would make a asher yotzer.